Hello, everyone. My name is Jim. I'm a compulsive overeater and a food addict. I'll just get my qualification out quickly out of the way. I've been in program for 13 months. I've been abstinent for 9 months, and I've lost 194 pounds. Thank you. The weight is amazing, but it would be nothing without the spiritual change that I've experienced. I was 46 when I first came into the rooms. And I had heard about OA for, 20 plus years. And I really think that what prevented me from coming was I saw the word God in the steps, and I saw that God was there, and I was convinced, as my mother would have probably said, it was a cult, that because of my, you know, experience with religion growing up, that I wanted no part of anything that was religious. So I just shut myself off to it completely. And I wanted no part of it. I wanted nothing to do with anything that was, that said the word God in it. So I had thought about coming to OA from the time I was in my early 20s. But I would never come. Last year when I went to a recovery center first, and part of being in the program is you must join a 12-step program. They want you to join OA. So I came very begrudgingly to my first OA meeting. It was the Edison group, and I tell everybody that night that I hated it, and I would have run from the building screaming if I could have physically run. And people were nice to me, and that actually made it worse because I didn't want anyone to talk to me, and I've been told by several people that I was a little on the angry side when I first came in, which is true. And for the first 4 months of the program, I was working it. I did something that I don't recommend. I didn't get a sponsor. I was afraid of asking someone to be my sponsor, because I just didn't think that I needed it, which was stupid. And for the first 4 months, I truly, really struggled with it. And every week when I came into the meeting and we said the serenity prayer at the beginning, I really choked on saying, God, grant me the serenity. It bothered me because I was holding on to my history with my religious background. And then about 4 months in, and I talked with many different people, many different groups, and they're like, well, make your home group your higher power, make everybody. And I did that, but it just wasn't working. It wasn't for me. It just wasn't what was clicking. And then in December 26th, I remember specifically, something happened in a group, and I got very upset about the prospect of something, and I picked up. And I ate abstinent food, but I still picked up and I overate. And I really thought that this was the end of it. I was going to throw everything away. I had lost everything that I had worked on. But after talking with several different people, they were like, no, this is an opportunity for you to really, truly work the program better than you have before. So I started doing a meeting every day. And I started praying every morning. And as I said before, prayer is very difficult for me. And I just didn't, it was just something I didn't want to do, but I read the big book. I bought the book, Seeking the Spiritual Path, which is a phenomenal book. It really helped me. And I started to pray every morning. Every morning I said the Serenity Prayer. That's how I started every day. And I didn't believe it. I didn't believe a word of it, but I was acting as if I truly did believe it, hoping that one day it would really make a difference to me. And I continued to do that, and I still do that every day. And I was doing it, and nothing was really changing for me. There was no connection. There was no spiritual awakening. I don't know what I was expecting to happen. I don't know if I was expecting a white light to come into the room and go, ah, but nothing was really happening for me.
Burden bush.
I just don't know. So in the end of February, the beginning of March, I went on my first business trip in 10 years. And it was a big struggle for me. It was the first time that I had been away from program and away from a very strict life that I had been doing since August. And everything was going okay. There was a few days that were really bad, and I wound up leaving a meeting once, and I had to call my counselor, and she had to talk me down from wanting to jump out the window, and I felt much better. And It was the last night that I was in town, and we all went out to dinner. And we were at this place. It was a bar. Now, alcohol was a problem for me in my 20s. Alcohol and drugs were problems for me over the years, but I haven't had a problem with alcohol in a long time. Food had become my main addiction. And we're sitting there, and they wanted to stay and play darts, which was the whole reason why we went to this place. And all I wanted to do was leave. I wanted to go home. I wanted to pack. I wanted to go to bed. I wanted to be away from all these people. And I couldn't because I was driving people. And I was sitting there, and they were playing darts, and I have the eye-hand coordination of a six-month-old, so I wouldn't play darts in front of people because I probably would have injured somebody before I actually hit the dartboard. So I sat there, and I sat there, and I'm staring at this glass of beer that was sitting in front of me. And I had this overwhelming urge to just down this beer and to light up a cigarette, which is kind of odd because I never smoked. And I just was like, oh, it was just like I wanted something. And it was at that moment that I heard this voice say to me, you need to get your ass out of here. And I don't know what the voice was at the time. I didn't know what, and I just listened and I said, yeah. So I got up and I went outside. And I still had no sponsor at this point. Bad, bad, bad. So I called the center that I go to. They have counselors that's on call, but no one called me back, and I wound up calling and talking to my sister, Ronnie. And I talked to her for about 45 minutes, and then I was like, okay, I think I can go back in, and I should be okay, because they still were not ready to leave. So I go back in, and I sit down, and this urge comes over me again, that I wanted to drink and I wanted to smoke. And that voice came back and said, get out. Just get out of here. And so I got up and I went outside. And I stayed outside for the remainder of the evening. And I called and I talked to my sister. And I spoke to for forever until they all came out. And I walked away from that. And it took me a long time to process that. But I know now that that was my first real connection to my higher power. My higher power was speaking to me very clearly. Could have been speaking to me very clearly for many, many years, but I just was not open to listening to it, to him, or whoever, whatever it is. And there was my spiritual awakening, and I missed it. I didn't even know what it was until I came back later and I thought about it and I started talking about it. Excuse me. And it was amazing. And I was like, all right, I felt the difference. I felt the difference from that point on. I came back. And I went to my first meeting and I told that story. And a very lovely woman told me that I needed to get a sponsor, and she forced me to work with my sponsor. And it was the best thing that happened to me. It truly was. Because with working with my sponsor and working the steps, it just made a huge difference. And from that point on, I actually started listening to my higher power. And I could hear them. I could hear him. I don't want to say him or it or she, it just is my higher power. I could hear it. If I listened very carefully, I could hear what I needed to do. And I started, when I edit my prayer every morning, I still start with the serenity prayer. I start with four personal mantras that I do. My abstinence is the most important thing to me. I am not a victim. Food is not the answer. And nothing tastes as good as abstinence feels. And then I actually started adding something in. I started praying to my higher power. And at first it was very difficult. But I started with something simple, saying, higher power, thank you very much for an abstinent day yesterday, and help me to do your will today. Amen. And I have to tell you, doing that on a daily basis just really, it started making a huge difference in me. It started just making an unbelievable change in everything, in every aspect of my life, not just in program. I am now called the Zen Jim, which for most people who know me, they're like, I don't know who I'm talking to, but whatever. And even when the new Avengers movie had come out, and the Hulk has a very catchphrase, and people that I work with would say my catchphrase was Jim Smash. And I would just see that come across in IMs when I would get very, people would know that I would get really angry, and I'd just be like, I'm going to hit somebody in the head. Luckily, I work from home. But it just made, and it just truly makes a huge difference in my life, because I kept praying and praying and waiting for, I don't have time. I kept praying and praying and waiting for that connection, and it happened without me even realizing that it did. It was there, and it was absolutely amazing. And I know that my higher power is working in my life every day. Even today as an example, I got asked to speak, and I was like, sure, why not? And I was like, I have no idea what I was going to say. I was like, you know what, I'm just going to trust that my higher power will tell me what I need to say. And for me to do that is amazing. I never thought I would come to this point that I would actually believe that it would mean something to me. And it was the first time that I qualified at my home meeting, it was the same experience. I was petrified. And on the drive there in the car, I said, okay, higher power, I'm trusting that you're going to guide me. I'm trusting that you're going to tell me exactly what it is I need to say. And do not let me down. And I got to the meeting, and I have to say that I had prepared nothing. I had an idea what I wanted to say, but it just came out of me. It came out of me so much they had to stop me because I was talking, which I am apt to do. And it is just an amazing feeling to me. And what I said in the beginning, the weight is a great thing. It is amazing. However, if I did not have this spiritual connection that I have and the emotional recovery that I have, it would mean nothing. That weight would come back on in a second. And I have to work at it every day. I have to work on all of my connections. I have to work on my spirituality. I have to talk to my higher power every day. And I truly do believe now that I can accomplish anything. My life has endless possibilities. And a year ago, I thought my life was hopeless. I thought my life was over. I really believed that this was going to be it. I was going to die a very large, very unhappy, very unhealthy man, and that was going to be the end of it. But now my life is full of hope. I am hopeful for everything. I don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I just really... I really just want to say, to finish up, that if you start praying every day and you start praying for it, it happened for me. I think it can happen for anyone. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the purposes